Ripken's a total compiler, man.
Did I ever tell you about the time I went to Slugger's batting cage and I thought I saw Jose Canseco? I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. I got to get his autograph. And I was camped out in front of the batting cage and he was mashing. I'm like, oh my God, can you believe it? Jose Canseco right here at Slugger's in Tamiami Park turns around and I look. I'm like, there's something a little off. I look at the bicep. I'm like, what happened to that gnarly scar that he had? It was Ozzy Canseco.
Oh, God. Ozzy. Classic Ozzy.
Too bad.
Classic Canseco. He was probably there on a paid appearance as Jose.
Yeah, so legendary story. Now it's harder to do that because Jose's missing a finger.
How many years did Jose Canseco play? How many years do you think he played?
I would say 14.
So, and how many years did Ripken play, Bill? Like 20? Because Canseco's offensive numbers are better in his 14 seasons than Ripken, to your point of being a compiler, I would think that Canseco has better offensive.
I'm with you. Jose Canseco's a better player than Cal Ripken.
I think we've done this before, yes, I think, yes. And Cal Ripken like averaged, like, he batted like 279 and he averaged like 14 home runs a season or something in his career.
I think Canseco averaged 36 homers a year. I'm not even joking. Crazy. Mike, people don't realize how good Canseco was.
How many years did he play?
Canseco played, hold on. So rookie year was 85.
17 years.
Yeah, 85 to 01.
Was there like a year off in between?
No, there was.
Throw out the last 2 years, though.
Yeah, no, I'd throw out the last, 2000, 2001, toss him out. Don't count those.
He didn't have like one. 99. He had like 99, right? Didn't he have like a surprise year? Where
all-star year.
98, 46 homers, 107 RBIs.
For who, the Blue Jays?
Yeah. And then 99, he was an all-star with the Rays.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People forget about that.
They do. Yeah. He also stole, is this right?
What do you think was behind his career resurgence?
Mike, he had 46 homers and stole 29 bases 2 years before he retired.
Well, he was like a 40-40 threat, right? So he always had the speed.
Yeah. The original member.
How can you explain someone having like a resurgence like that late in his career at that time? I don't know.
Heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
He bought into the metrics.
Yep.
Analytics guy.
Just a willingness to push your body, you know, like Mark Jackson says, not today, you know. Mm-hmm. And Canseco pushed that off as long as he could. That's what Warriors do. Yeah. Mark Jackson going to get a job here?
Nope. He's not in on any of these.
Well, Stan and Jeff are in on all of them.
Come on, Stan. Come on. Don't do this again.
That's
Stan.
A good job for Stan, man.
Yeah, you got to take that job. You got to take that job.
You get Ingram, you get Zion, you get Drew Holiday. That's a good team for Stan.
You get Ball.
I mean, he took the Pistons a few years ago. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Who was on that team when he took them?
Well,
Drummond?
Yeah, he remember what he did with Dwight. He still wanted the classic big, I guess. He was in on that Golden State job. I think they wanted Kerr a little bit more, and he was also getting more power in Detroit. I don't think you'll get the same kind of power now with David Griffin there.
He also took Kennard over Bam.
Yeah, that was bad. He had bad. Stanley Johnson, too, over Devin Booker.
That was bad.
Yeah, he had some. Maybe he shouldn't have personnel input. Well, he won't get it in New Orleans.
It's amazing he's getting an interview based on what we just said.
Yeah. Well, he's just going to be a coach there. He's never worked with Griff, right? That'd be an interesting pairing.
That would be. I think Stan would be very good there because that team's already talented, and what it kind of needs is that kind of figure kind of presiding over it, you know? Someone they could trust. Like, Stan would be great.
That's a playoff team next year.
I think so, yeah.
I had him going to MSNBC.
it's curious, given what he does on Twitter, that he's actually going for an NBA job because he is leaning all the way in on political commentator. But
we were in such a rush to hire Tom Thibodeau. The coach is the Knicks going to add.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
What a weird hire that. Like, why do they have Thibs? Like, what's going on there?
Well, because Leon Rose is from CAA, and I think Leon Rose at one point represented Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. So who's a big basketball free agent or trade target for the Knicks fans to Photoshop?
Chris Paul.
It's Chris Paul, right?
Yeah, because that's Leon Rose's client.
Oh,
I thought I thought people have him ending up in Milwaukee.
That's a good fit for Chris Paul.
That'd be a great fit for Chris Paul. They'd win a championship, you think?
No.
Well, Jimmy Butler's no. This way.
No. I mean, right. No, they lost in five.
Right. Same conference as Jimmy, you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to go to the West.
Chris had a very nice year, though. But is he at this point in his career, is he better than Malcolm Brogdon? Well, Brogdon's with Indiana now, and they certainly missed him.
Well, wait, isn't he signed one more year, Chris?
They have to get rid of Bledsoe.
But Stan might be coaching Chris.
But they
Paul.
Never. Why?
Didn't he go to the Pelicans? Oh no, he went to Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. Very famously.
Yeah.
Well, my timeline's all screwed up. I still had Brogdon on the Bucks, so don't listen to what I said.
Who's coaching Oklahoma now?
They haven't named a coach. Billy Donovan's in Chicago, though.
That's weird.
It's a bad fit. That's not going to work out.
Well, it's a bad job. He took a worse job.
Yeah. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. What exactly is the thread for the postgame? Because we kept talking about things to get into, and it felt like we never actually got into any of it outside of Josh Allen talk. We like Neil Diamond. We like Rick Renteria. Or is it Rich? We still haven't gotten to the bottom. It's both. I've always heard Rick Renteria. I was almost correcting people, Rich, and then I found out he goes by both. Which doesn't make sense.
Can you be a Rick and a Rich?
No,
I don't know. I think Billy asked a very good question, and no one addressed it.
You have
it.
To
no
pick
one,
Billy. You can't be both. I feel like
he has baseball cards with both names, and his signature is very. You know, the H and the K in cursive look very similar, so it's hard to tell just breaking down his autograph which one he preferred, and I'm wondering if he had two autographs also.
But in some places it's Rick, in some places it's Rich, and what's weird about that is Ricky Sexton is a totally different person.
Is cursive dying? Because I don't think they teach cursive anymore.
What is
they?
Cursive?
type of pen.
It's weird. Rich is usually Dick. It's weird.
His name's Richard.
That's why it's right. It should be Dick Renteria.
Right, but if Richard Dent was Rick Dent.
This is an opinion.
It's the game I want to play, in case you haven't noticed.
An opinion that showed up in the New York Times, because factually cursive handwriting is dying.
Richard Fowler.
This person is saying, let it die. I love cursive.
Oh, I hate it. I feel like I was ahead of this. When I was in like eighth grade, I'm like, get this cursive out of here. I'm writing in regular manuscript.
Did you ever have, like, your own style of print?
To this day, I don't know how to make a Z in cursive right now.
Richie Williams.
I can do it with my eyes.
I could do
closed.
Every letter. I could write the alphabet in cursive right now except for the damn letter Z.
Like Billy Madison, Raruto? You didn't know how to do it.
Exactly. That. Oh, man, did I relate to that growing up.
Richie Henderson.
That totally Rich changes the player he is.
Rich Fox.
Rich Pitino. I think that's his son.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do we have any more?
No, I don't know. They'll be. I think we peaked.
Richie Rick.
Oh, Richie Rich.
Or Ricky.
Rich Ross.
Oh, Richie Rich, man.
Rick
Good
Rod.
Film.
Rick Rod.
Did you guys want to be more blank check kid or Richie Rich growing up?
Well,
I wanted to be the Silver Spoons kid.
I love blank check, but I told you when Disney Plus launched, I watched it back and it's super problematic.
Oh, because of the relationship with the older lady?
Yeah. I also
she's
watched.
She's like going on a date with them.
She's like, call me in 2 years. And I'm still doing the math. I'm like, in 2 years, it's still a problem, lady. I was watching Grease the other day. Problematic. Very problematic.
Really?
Yeah. And I was also wondering aloud, how old is Stocker Channing in this movie? Because Rizzo does not look like a high schooler. Stocker Channing,
no.
She was 33 years old.
Oh, yeah.
When she played Rizzo.
She's like, what are you talking about? Like, she
There was John Travolta was 23. Olivia Newton-John was 28. I think Jeff Conway was 31. Man, what a time. It was also the second biggest release of 1978. I was looking up all these Grease facts to see. I'm trying to get my daughter into another movie because I am sick of The Wizard of Oz. I'm just done.
Ricky Nixon.
I'm just done with it. I need another movie. So I'm like, okay, is it bright colors? Is it music? What gets her going like The Wizard of Oz? Because she doesn't know how to say Wizard of Oz, but she'll just do this hand movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that hand movement means she wants to see Wizard of Oz or someone to sing a song from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And I'm just over it. I've had my fill. So I'm like, okay, none of the new movies, none of the new cartoons do anything for her. So I'm just trying to draw comparisons to what worked about Wizard of Oz to see if I can get her to watch something else. I think I'm going to try Mary Poppins out today. I think I can get it with Mary Poppins. Something similar, has music, is of that time.
I, of course, don't have kids, but my nephew does this kind of like timeout motion every time he wants to see Moana. Like, he'll come up to me and be like one of these, and I'm like, oh, sorry, dude, we can't put it on the game zone, but I'm giving you a timeout real quick.
I would prefer to her to stay in like older films, because I like that my baby has an old Hollywood soul and wants to relive the glory days of MGM Studios, because I know the parents that are just Moana zombies. I don't want that to be me, but yeah, also, but I've turned out to be a Wizard of Oz zombie. Got to find another song. Got to find another movie.
Ricky Gere.
The question was Rich Berry.
That's an excellent callback. Roy, what's the movie for Princess Claire right now that she's obsessed over?
She hasn't really been watching movies, actually, but we've gotten her into this TV show that's on Disney Plus called Bluey, which is drawn out of Australia. Bluey, as in color blue, Bluey, which is a family of Australian blue cattle dogs or sheep dogs or whatever. And it's a really cute show. It's absolutely a cute show.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Rick Butkus.
It does change it a lot.
yeah, it does. Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
For the worst.
I don't respect him as a football player anymore.
Yeah.
Or as a coach in Hang Time.
How about Rick Cheney?
Yeah.
You remember that? It was Hang Time, right? Where Dick Butkus.
Yeah, it was Hang Time. Yeah.
Hang Time coming together.
Wait,
Hang
Roy?
Time.
TNBC.
Yeah.
Roy, would it really change? Like, if it was Ricky Pryor.
Man, TNBC. Yeah. That was so great. I'm too old and too hip and too cool for Saturday morning cartoons. Give me something else. Hang Time. That was after your time. You didn't know. You were Saved by the Bell, right?
Right, yeah, Sugats? I was Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
Rick Van Dyke.
TV show lyrics.
Rich Springfield.
Coming together.
Richard Rubio.
We're in the zone, part of the team. You're never alone. Hang Time. Why is Neil Diamond singing that?
I don't know.
Hang Time. Is it? Oh, it's not coming together. Playing together. Oh, there's a quiz. I found this quiz on Daily Edge, Roy. How well do you know the Hang Time song? And it's Hang Time blank. Playing together, running together, hanging together. I'm going to go running together. Got it. Hang Time. Running together. Hang Time. Putting it on the line. Yeah.
All right. I don't think Dick Butkus knows anything about basketball.
Hang Time.
What an interesting casting.
Jamming forever.
Hang Richard Time. Lewis would be totally different if it was Dick Lewis, right?
Yeah. How about Richard the Dragon Steamboat?
Ooh. Dickie Steamboat.
Putting it up for... Oh, it's taking it up.
Richie Ricardo.
Hey.
That was a new Dickie. I like this. Dickie Rubio.
We're hot. We're
Richie V.
Richie V. Sharing our dreams. So fine.
Tricky Rick.
Hang Time.
Was today good?
No.
Hey,
no, we got by.
No, not at all.